Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith. Welcome to Monday, mate.
Morning, Mike.
Iran, what do you reckon?
Yeah, we're braced for some volatility. I think that's pretty much the theme. So I guess there's going to be a lot of eyes on the oil price, as you mentioned. Yeah, are we going to get a spike of sort of 5 to 10% or is it going to go much higher as things escalate? So, we've seen some predictions that prices could go well north of $100 a barrel. No one really knows. It's currently around about 75. There was one major economics group over the weekend. They've modelled a few scenarios, and they reckon the most severe case we get to 130 a barrel and US inflation goes to 6%. So, yeah, that's certainly not ideal and obviously would complicate an already complicated picture for the central banks. Of course, we had Jerome Powell last week saying they're in no rush to cut rates. Rising oil prices also would be a handbrake on economic growth. And, yeah, just let the impact to broader equity markets, do we get a bit of a risk-off sell-off? I suppose, there was sort of one point to sort of take away that, we have seen shocks like this in the past without sort of understating what's happening, and markets have shown to be quite resilient. So you look at, Middle East has sort of, bubbled higher in the past and in past conflicts. Markets have tended to recover, regardless of what they do in the short term. So you go back to the 2003 Iraq invasion, the benchmark with S&P 500, that fell 9% in the week prior. A couple of months later, it was 5% higher, so after falling 9%. So quite a useful reminder for investors, Mike, not to be too spooked by selling amidst a pickup in volatility and to spot all the headlines. It is often the worst time to sell, as it has also proven the period since Trump's Liberation Day. Obviously, the market sold off in the aftermath and then went on to rebound and then some. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see, but obviously, plenty of interest in those developments.
Indeed, and I mentioned Andrew Bailey, so he's not moving. He's sitting at 4.25, and yet the retail sales down 2.7. That's material, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so UK consumers not in sort of great nick. I mean, they had a good month prior, but not so much in May. So, that was well below forecast for a 0.5% dip in retail sales, and it was the biggest drop since December 2023. Food store sales particularly weak. They were down 5%. So, UK households are scaling back spending, cost of living pressures and the like. Clothes and DIY sales, they were down as well, but April being quite sunny, so that perhaps changed a little bit. UK shoppers, they had splurged, but this came to a real halt. And also on the volume side, they were down 1.3% on a year ago. That's the biggest drop since April 2024. So everywhere was pretty weak. Supermarkets said lower volumes, but other retailers were under pressure, and that's also what they've been reporting of late. So the interesting thing, though, Mike, I thought was that on the same day there was actually a consumer confidence index released, GfK's one, and that actually rose 2 points, although negative 18, probably not too much to shout about. It was the best reading since early 2022, so there's a bit of optimism over the general economic outlook, but everyone sort of still seems to think their finances are not in great shape. And maybe they're also aware that the government's finances aren't exactly tip-top either. So UK public sector borrowing, £17.7 billion in May. It's the second highest for the month on record. Higher spending linked to, you guessed it, inflation. So UK public sector debt now at 96.4% of GDP. So, it won't ease up the pressure on UK Chancellor Rachel Reeves.
No, it will not. Have you seen the price of rice in Japan? It's doubled.
God, doubled, isn't it? So it's absolutely incredible. So the staple food, of course, very politically sensitive, up 102% in May. So core inflation in Japan, two-year high, up 3.7%. That's the fastest pace since January 2023. That was above estimates. Cost of living, inflation, that's going to be a big election topic next month for the government. They've managed to sort of get their popularity up a little bit. They've been trying to lower the cost of grain. But the Bank of Japan, they're certainly going to take an interest in that print. They've been looking to raise interest rates as long as the economy recovers and get inflation back towards your 2% target, but it's actually been above that for more than 3 years. Rates, of course, are very low in Japan at 0.5%. So a few flies in the ointment. We haven't got a trade deal yet with Washington, so they're waiting for that. And obviously, they're an ex-economy, so they really do need one. Talked about that previously. They've got these, obviously, 25% auto tariffs, so they want to see a deal there. And the central banks, or the Bank of Japan, like other central banks, are split on how this is all going to impact inflation. Are they going to see cheaper Chinese imports driving down prices, or firms generally just going to raise prices and wages? So we'll have to see. And of course, now we have the oil price to also sort of contend with. So,
exactly.
A big week for a number of economies.
All right, numbers, please.
So the Dow on Friday was actually up 0.1%, 42,206. S&P 500 was down 0.2%. The NASDAQ was down 0.5%. FTSE 100 was down 0.2%. Nikkei down 0.2%, as was the ASX 200 that finished at 8,505. NZX 50, obviously, we were close to Matariki. Gold down $2, $3,368 US an ounce. Oil closed, of course, after those strikes, but prior to that was up 34 cents, 73.84 a barrel for WTI. And the currencies, Kiwi lower against the US, 59.7, flat against the Aussie dollar, 92.5, down slightly against the British pound, 44.4, Japanese yen, 87.2, so that was up 0.1%. This week, Mike, we've got card spending, we've got trade data locally, we've got consumer confidence here as well. Offshore, US existing home sales, durable goods, US inflation, we've got Powell testifying before Senate, so that'll be interesting. And we've got earnings from FedEx and Nike, but of course, a lot of interest on developments with respect to Iran.
Go well, mate. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.